further instalment in one deluded Aussie's endless quest for fame and fortune. Fork right at Aylesbury and you can't miss it, they tell me. How are you, by the way?
Fine. And dandy. And wizard, no doubt. We never outgrow the comics of our childhood. I am sorry, Alan.
Yeah, me too.
Did you catch that thing on the news about the sound man who got blown up? It was Joyce.
I gathered. Horrible. Why did he call you, Alan? You're not exactly bosom buddies, are you?
Perhaps he doesn't know as many bosoms as we think he does.
You were going to say something else.
I thought better of it.
Must have been a beauty.
Okay, the sixth floor will be a shoe-in for the Dickens Prize after this, won't it? With Joyce surfing in on a wave of sympathy, is what I was going to say. Now you know why I had the elementary decency not to say it. Have you read the sixth floor yet?
I liked it. A lot.
I got out at the third. I needed oxygen.
Jason Singer.
Jason, it's Adam.
You finished it?
What?
Life and Loves. Great title. When do I get it?
When it's finished. No, that's not why I phoned. End of May, probably. It's about Joyce, Hadley.
The sixth floor's already sold 35,000, hardback. Why don't you write a book like that, only about, you know, the movie business? No holds barred. Not a bad title.
Middlemarch is better. Her son, Peter, have you heard what happened to him in South Lebanon?
I gather he's been hurt. Occupational hazard.
Alan doesn't seem to think he's survived.
Nothing much you can do, then.
It's her son, you bastard, we're talking about. Have you got a number where I can get her?
I didn't even know you knew her. Middlemarch has been used, hasn't it?
I don't know her. I'm not even pilloried in her book, the bitch. I was at Cambridge with her.
I've got 0600-760149. Okay. Something I wanted to ask you. The Dickens Prize. How would you feel about it?
If they ever try to thrust it down my throat, I won't refuse to swallow, but I hope I shall remember all the crappy books that have won it in this greater-than-ever decade of the English novel.
Being on the jury.
Well, and have to read 600 magnificent new novels in 2 months? Thrilled. Don't tell me you can fix it, because I know you can, and please don't.
You could always do the Now It Can't Be Told article on what happened behind the scenes and why you never want to be on the jury again.
Adam, is that the telephone, possibly?
Hello?
You were talking to your agent. Deny it.
I was, but not about you. And not Shapiro, the literary one in London. Should I be ashamed of myself?
Don't do it, mate. Whatever it is. Because I need you over here. You can't imagine what Hollywood's like once you're in the driving seat.
Do I gather you're offering me a job as a chauffeur?
Okay. And a foreplay. The sixth floor. Does Bruno still want you to write it?
Assuming he really does earn the rights.
You don't want to do it.
I haven't heard that. Last time we spoke, you were going to direct it. But the wench is dead, it seems.
Adam, I have one thing I want to say to you. Fatso.
What?
Faye Pope's book. Fatso.
Sounds like crap, isn't it?
Golden crap. About this professor's wife who sheds 5 stone and becomes the hottest thing on the campus? Ugly Duckling's Revenge. Our version, we switched the whole thing to the U.S. I don't know how long I'm going to be in this job, and that's why I want you out here. You're on a sinking ship, Adam. You don't know what England looks like from here. The Sceptre Isle capsizing on the horizon. You should have come out here when you won the Oscar. You'd be a rich man today. How soon can you hop on a plane?
I don't do hopping. You need an American.
Just what I don't need. They're fat, lazy, greedy, and coked out. Which is why it's not working, the system, anymore. They brought me in to change all that out here at Transworld. And believe me, this town is turning in its gravy. Cut the clever crap and come over to Mesopotamia and help me. I'll talk a deal with Ron Shapiro tomorrow. I want you here the day after. You're 50-something. 54, aren't you? We both are. Now or never, mate.
You don't call Americans mate, do you?
Mate? They think I was crazy.
I have things I have to take care of. And you remember Dan's son, Peter? Dan and Joyce's son?
I don't think I ever met him. Why?
Because...
Stay there, and you'll be a bloody Jew all your life, imagining that nobody's noticed. And they all bloody well have. Now or never, my son, I mean it. Old time is still a-flying, and so can you.